Hello, world. This is my first podcast I'm ever doing. I'm Harrison Fairhurst, and this is Tyler across from me.
What's up? Glad to be a part of it.
He's the owner of the Vault Studio.
Yep.
We're in one of his recording rooms right now.
Producer, engineer. Been doing it for like 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm a wannabe rapper right now. Finding my way throughout life.
Rapper in training.
Yes. So, let's open up the questions here. And I'm calling this the Good Vibe Tribe, by the way. You can only be on this if you have positive vibes.
Weird.
So
I qualify for that, I guess.
Yeah, thank you. You do. So, how did you figure out you wanted to be a producer?
So I started out, like, recording myself. I was just playing instruments, like, started out playing guitar. I got into piano and keyboards and stuff. I was really a big fan of Pink Floyd, and I would watch their videos and the recording process, and that's how I kind of got introduced to how things are recorded, produced, and mixed and mastered and all that. So, like, that was my senior year in high school, so I really was just interested in just sound and how things worked and all that. So I bought Pro Tools, like, it was like an LE, so like a really cheap version, and then it came with an interface. So I just started experimenting with that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just recorded myself for a while.
So that's like kind of how I'm starting, I guess. Yeah. I just have a legal version of Logic and yeah, just recording in the basement.
That's really the best way to do it. You just gotta, you know, just go for it and get the cheapest thing out just to see what it's like.
Did you want to be like a producer your whole life, or is that your dream?
No, like actually, like when I was in elementary school and middle school, I hated music. Well, not really hated it because I liked to listen to it, but I hated like the process and like writing notes, just because of the way I was introduced to it. It was like all classical and like just didn't seem fun until I listened to how things were made in the, you know, in today's day and age. That's what interests me.
Like, I used to play the violin in like elementary school and I hated it.
Yeah,
I think I ended up losing my violin. Sorry, mom.
Those things are cheap, right?
Yeah, not at all.
So you can relate on that, right?
Yeah. And I used to like play the piano and all that. I was in a band. I mean, that was fun, but like I still like didn't like, I didn't really like being like told what I had to do or like.
Did you perform too in the band?
Yeah, we did like.
That's dope.
Like once a year we did like a show. So I played like the piano, like the keys, which is like, and we put on like on the bass settings. I mainly like played like bass piano.
Yeah.
And then I played like drums for like one or two songs. I just
drums
learned.
Too.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Did you ever think you'd be a rapper?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just like stunt, because just from like watching like Gary Vee videos and all that, like,
yeah.
I feel like he kind of like activates like this internal gut feeling in you, where like you just get drawn towards like what you want to do in life.
Yeah.
And I have like two friends that rap and all that, so.
So you got into it through them, kind of.
And, like, I would hang around them, like, senior year and all that.
Yeah.
And they would be, like, rapping around me and all that, and it was, like, fun, but I didn't even try to, like,
rap. Were you freestyling with them, or, like?
No, not at all.
You didn't even, like, actually put words together like that?
No. And I'm just, like, trying to be fearless and just doing whatever you want. Like, I have 2 years just to really figure out what I want to do before I have to go back to school.
2 years is a long time, so
yeah,
you'll definitely know. But even probably within a year, like, you probably know.
So
weird.
Yeah. What else? Have you had like adversity?
What do you mean by that? Like,
do you have like people that were just telling you like, oh, you can't do this, or like become a producer, or were you always just like musically inclined? And
there was so many haters, people telling me I shouldn't start doing music, and that is so hard, and it's such a difficult career to try and pursue. And my parents would never say that, because they were always so supportive, but it was people around me and my friends. And because I worked a lot of odd jobs and different things, so like a lot of people that worked with me were just very negative, so they were all like, you just gotta be comfortable and stay in your little box and never branch out.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was like, for the people that I knew, I was always the biggest risk taker. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really care what other people thought. I just was gonna do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So what about you?
I guess
of course there's always haters, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I guess I was like a little too aggressive about it when I dropped out of school, because like Gary V's videos got me just like really mad. Not like at society, but just,
but it's in a good, it's bad in a good way.
Yeah, I was like, because I just felt like I was always like in a box, because like school, especially with modern day education, I feel like they like take the creativity out of people instead of like boosting it. And so,
so you felt mad not only like with the schooling and all that, but at yourself for like, essentially like letting like, you know, things like that affect you almost. Like, what were you mad at?
I mean, well, I was just mad that I never really liked school that much. But, and I, my mom, my parents know, like, I'd always be like, oh, do I really have to go to school today and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And, but, like, I got good grades and all that because I felt like it was my only, like, college was the only way. Like, I was going to go do business or something and that would be it and probably be successful in that. But, like, when I was in school, I just learning in class and all that and watching Gary Vee videos, I was, like, talking to my teachers and, like, teaching them stuff that they either say isn't working, like,
so you're paying all that money to be like not,
well, my parents were paying for it and I don't I didn't want them to waste their money.
Exactly.
And like, hopefully like I could pay them back if I ever become successful doing this.
When you become successful, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So
you were in school for how long before you like,
I did a semester at I did a semester at Ohio State, and I would just, I was just watching
Ohio State.
Yeah. And I was just watching Gary Vee's videos all the time. Like, I would go out. Like, I didn't even go out as much as my friends did because I was, like, just, like, trying to get, like, the mindset down and to, like, really, like, make a calculated jump that, like, I really believed in dropping out of school.
So
like,
you,
I wasn't,
took,
I didn't,
like, 3-4 months to, like, really think about it.
Yeah, and then, like, I didn't just randomly decide one day I'm going to drop out and just figure out what I want to do. Like, I always made, like, make sure I made not a calculated risk, but, like, more, like, well thought out, like solid plans.
Yeah. So what was your plan before you?
Well, I originally decided to drop out to like just be an entrepreneur, or like, or just take a year or two off to clear my mind. Cause
find
like
your passion and then just,
cause
go
when
for
you're
it,
in school, you're basically getting told what the course curriculum is telling you that you have to be, or like follow that thing. Like, you can't, like, I just needed time to really clear my head.
There's really no, like, time to, like, actually think about it when you're doing schoolwork.
Yeah.
The next project is due. And exactly. The test is next week and, like, all this crazy stuff. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. Did you have any people around you that were thinking that way, too, in college? Or
not really.
Even high school?
No. No,
wow.
Not at all.
It was literally just you.
Yeah, just me.
Wow.
I felt like my friends at Ohio State, like, they knew that.
That you were into it.
I was into it and all that. So when I left, they were like, weren't like shitting on me for it that much.
Yeah.
But like,
did they understand, or was
I felt
it hard
like
for them to
partially? I mean, I'm not them, so I don't know what's in, what was going on in their heads. I don't want to like make any assumptions.
Yeah.
But like, they were cool with what I was doing.
Yeah. At least they supported you then. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And. Yeah. Pretty much it.
Lord, what's the next question?
Let's see. Is it hard running your like studio now and producing and all that?
Cause I put in a lot of groundwork to get to where I am. So like, it took years, late nights. Mm-hmm. Who knows if it's even like how many hours I put in at this point? Like probably like 15,000 or whatever crazy amount of hours.
Well, they say, like,
I've spent, like,
you have to, a lot of professionals, like, put in, like, you have to put in that many hours.
At least 10,000, they
say.
And
you clearly love what you're doing, then, if, because a lot of people would burn out at 200-300 hours. Or
exactly.
If they really were passionate.
You really got to love it, because it takes your soul, it takes everything out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I'm, like, here doing late nights and things like that, I think about just going home, but like there's just something like in the back of my mind that's keeping me going. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% sure what it is. I don't know if it's just the passion or if it's my end goal. Like, mm-hmm. there must be a couple things that, you know, it can't just be one thing that's really keeping me going. But, yeah, I spend a lot of hours still, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not easy because of how many hours people might think. A lot of people have told me that, like, I work too much and I need to take breaks and all that. You know?
Like I have a, like, summer house, but, like, I never go out there. My parents are like, oh, come on, like, at least take, like, I took, like, 4 or 5 days off last week because my aunt and uncle came in from California. But, like,
there are exceptions, of course.
And even when I was out there, though, like, I don't want to sound, like, spoiled or anything, but, like, I just kept thinking about just wanting to go home and, like,
going back
to my basement.
Yeah. It's so hard to take a vacation and take time off because you're just so passionate about it, and that's all you can think mm-hmm. about. It consumes you, basically.
Yeah. But, like, it's enjoyment.
Yeah, it's something fun, too. At the same time, it'll eventually become your career.
Like, I feel like some people just don't really, like, enjoy what they're doing sometimes. And so when they see you putting in all this work and all that, they think about the way they have it.
Exactly.
Instead of the way someone who's truly passionate about it.
They think about putting all that time into their work, and that's, like, cringeworthy. You know, like, if I didn't love what I was doing, I wouldn't want to hear someone doing what they love to do all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, makes mm-hmm. you feel bad about yourself.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a difficult road, and I'm sure it's going to get more difficult.
Yeah. But, like, I enjoy
the further you get into it.
It's like, you just feel, like, drawn towards it.
Exactly. What about you? Is it difficult doing what you do and...
I mean, like
have you ever thought about
at
like
first,
stopping, or is it like
sometimes I think about it, but then like it's just that's just me not staying in my own head and like letting outside forces and like
predict you
and other people's opinions predict what I want to do. But it's just I can't really say I love it as much as someone else that's been doing it longer than me.
Yeah.
But like for someone that's like starting out and stuff, like I really like enjoy like just like getting my mind out into the world too. And like,
getting your thoughts and all that.
And I feel like there's a lot of creatives in the world that did pick the school path and did something that was more safe, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also very lucky and in a position where my parents are allowing me to stay home for 2 years and, like, pursue what I'm doing because...
And they're supporting you and, like, how do they feel about everything?
They're supporting me in the fact, like, they're letting me do this.
Yeah.
Like...
And they were okay with you
There was a lot of fighting and, like,
okay.
me really, really pushing to get what I wanted to do. But then it basically, like, one day it popped in my... parents' head that they like truly just want me to be happy.
So eventually they gave in and they were
how long did it take
for when you
going on kind of, but at this point
so you're still convincing and you're still like trying to get them to understand.
Yeah, but it's slowly there's a lot of progress has been made from when, but it's also like judgment from other people. Like, it's, like, all my family, friends, and,
like
friends.
They're probably...
And, like, the era that we live in, like, everyone goes to prestigious colleges and all that. So, if you're trying to drop out and just pursue something on your own, it's, like...
It's like so frowned upon.
People are... It's not even frowned... I just... People, like...
Uh-huh.
I guess it's frowned upon, but also people... I guess just, like, care about me, I guess, too. They don't want me to... go down the wrong path, but I feel like I'm following my truth, and like even if this doesn't work out, it's a learning process. So
but you feel like you going to those colleges and pursuing something like that would be going down the wrong path in your eyes, right?
Yeah. And also my whole life I thought I was meant for like business and I had more left brain in my mind, but through like doing music or like rapping now, writing
and more creative,
so like I could go back to school for creative design or art or like painting, but like in school when I was in high school, like I was drawing stick figures and stuff. Like I can't draw for my life.
Even you can go to for music recording or something.
Yeah,
that could work.
What
too.
what rappers that really came up went to school for it, though?
Not many.
Yeah.
Or I don't know any, but I'm sure there's a couple, but, like, yeah, they probably weren't studying music.
Yeah.
They were exactly. probably, like...
And you go to school and you're just studying, like, notes. And, like, I'm just writing. Like, yeah. I feel like my strength is writing. Maybe later on in life, if this does catch on, I could start learning more of the producing side of it.
Yeah.
And be, like, Russ or, like, someone like that who, like, does both sides.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm just sticking with my... Because, like, what are they going to teach me about writing if I could just go online and... Google it.
There's not much. I mean, they can teach you how to help, like, express your words better, but, like, I don't really know how they can tell you how to write because everyone should write differently because everyone's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't think school is the place to be, especially how much money it's involved.
And yeah.
A lot of people aren't, you know, don't have the luxury of having their parents pay for it, so they might take out loans. Mm-hmm. And that's, like,
and that's 100K a whole other ballpark.
To plus, like, of year, and then, you know, 7 to 8 to 10 years paying it back.
Yeah.
You're in such a hole that how you're supposed to
do
anything but get a 9-to-5 job and pay it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know if this is 100% true, but I saw an article where it's like 80% of people's minds this day and age don't learn, or people's brains aren't figured to learn the way modern schooling is. And even modern schooling's not modern. It's all sitting in rows and just looking at it and learning from a lecture has been going on since the Pilgrims came here.
Yeah, that's crazy because they haven't really changed much of education. Yeah.
And you would think with, like, brain scans and all, like, the psychology that is today, like, people would realize that.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've never thought of that, or at least haven't in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just crazy how, you know, the education system is, and how based off of money it is, and, like, how expensive it is. Like, especially, at least in our country, a lot of countries have it for free, or, like, very cheap.
But even, like, those countries don't have it at the standard it is here.
Yeah.
I kind of just see it mainly as, like, a way to just to get, like, the status, I guess. Or, because, like, from watching Gary Vaynerchuk's videos, and I feel like a lot of other entrepreneurs that are, like, hiring people for creative design, or, like, more, like, the general population, because not everyone can be a rapper, or, like, people have to, some people are just meant to have 9-to-5 jobs and all that, and he even hires people that are just could have taught themselves on their own, but if they're just good at creative design, then he'll hire them because he just wants the skill and he'll teach them.
There's a lot of companies doing that. My girlfriend Gabby, she's like co-owner of The Vault. She has her master's in accounting and all that.
Yeah.
But when she she was interning at this place called Ernst & Young, which is, like, a very prestigious, like, top 3 accounting firm, and, like, they said their hiring process, they actually accept people that didn't go to college now because of, like, how much they know that a lot of people aren't going to college, and that there are so many people that are very smart that haven't gone to college, so why, like, you know, discriminate if you haven't or not?
Exactly.
It doesn't make you smarter than anyone else.
Yep.
And all you need to really do is proper training, so the company will train you and get you to the level of everyone else. And it's, like, really all experience.
Yeah, you know? And another thing I was thinking about today, like, on my ride over here, is that there's a lot of people with jobs that you didn't even need a college education for, and they're meant to do that, and they're happy with it. They might be making a lot of money.
Yeah.
But the only reason why they might not be unhappy is because society, they let society's mind, society into their mind, and, like, let them, I guess, dictate how they feel. Like, you could just work at a retail store and be as happy as possible. Yeah. But
depending on your living style, like, you know,
people
like to preach, you know, like, the American dream and having everything you want, and it's all for show, though. Like, it's not actually making you happy at the end of the day. people with a lot of money and have great houses and nice mm-hmm. cars that aren't as happy as people that might be working 9 to 5 at like a very low key retail store or something.
And they might be really happy, but from the way society sees them, they feel like they're not good enough or anything. Meanwhile, if they stayed in their own head, they would just be as like happy as
exactly.
Can be.
That's really true.
Yeah. And what else should we talk about?
Do you have any other questions, or do you want to just?
I mean, we could just go off the top of our heads now.
So,
do you have any questions?
So, how did you find out about us? And so you.
Well, I've watched the Gary V episode.
Okay.
That you guys are on. Yeah. And so then that's how I.
Do you watch one? You watch like one a day. Like, how did you come across Gary V?
Yeah, I was like, when I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. or like if I was at home, like not working at the boat rental place I work at, or doing anything, or like if I just can't think of something to write, I'll just watch Gary V videos to get inspiration or just get more of his mindset down and learn things. And a lot of people don't see Gary Vee videos as learning. Meanwhile, I think it's more disproportionate information than colleges are teaching.
Yeah, he's telling you not to go to college and everything that...
Well, he doesn't tell people not to go to college. He tells them to follow their truth.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's following their internal gut and they're going through college and they love it, then that's probably what they're meant to do.
Yeah.
But if someone's following their internal gut and they love not going to college and doing something like I'm doing... Then that's what they're meant
then
to do.
They shouldn't be in college, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions of, like, about music and, like, things like that of, like, producing or anything, like, starting a business or...
I mean, if, like, this does take off and I start doing shows and stuff...
Yeah.
I would... Like, my dream in life right now, like, which is, like, a new dream, because I never really, growing up, I never thought I'd ever be, like, growing up, I looked at rappers and was like, wow, they, like, love what they're doing, and, like, they, like, probably have so much fun with it and all that, and it's hard work and all that, too, but they enjoy the work, but I never thought, like, maybe I could have that one day, like, and I always listened to rap music, but I wasn't one of those people that knew everything about rappers and, like, all that type of
this
stuff.
This is all, like, just brand new stuff.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I also, like, danced hip-hop when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, I did that for a few years.
Do you still do it, or...?
Not really.
Okay.
But at, like, weddings and, like, parties, like, family parties and all that, I was always, like, dancing
crazy. So you
and
knew
stuff,
all the moves and all that?
Yeah. And then, like, we were just always constantly just listening to rap songs and, like, during the process of, like, we would dance hip-hop to, like, Eminem... And, like, that type of stuff. And, like, that type of music. So, I guess I was exposed in that way.
Okay. Who do you listen to now? Like, what's your influence?
I love, like, Drake, Russ. Like, I like Russ's, like, story of how, like, he just,
how
like,
he
went out and got it.
Yeah.
Or, like, went to go get it and, like, didn't let the fear, like, anything get in his way or, like, other people's judgment get in his way and just went for it.
Yeah. So, you kind of... plan on going like a similar path.
Yeah, and I like his message, which is like mainly positivity and like Logic's message too.
Yeah,
and like they provide value in their songs. Like in my
they're not just talking about random
things. Yeah, they're not rapping about drugs, money and like all that stuff because if you like a lot of songs out there are like that.
Yeah.
I don't mat down on it, but like I don't really see how people could get value out of that.
So you're related. You can relate more to Russ's story.
Yeah, and like Logic's too. Like Logic is all about positivity.
It makes the process tangible now too, because like they were just average Joes like 7 to 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and now they're on the top. So like it makes it.
And it's inspiration. It's like I watch their interviews and all that where they're talking about, and Russ started in his basement too. So like when I thought about. Putting stuff in my basement to make my own like home studio kind of. I didn't think I was that crazy because that's what Russ did to get where he is. I mean he did go to school for like a little bit to learn music theory and all that before he decided to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also like adept at producing.
Yeah.
I guess. And like I could learn that, but I feel like if I only have 2 years to really figure out what I want to do, like
you're gonna focus on one.
Like if I just focus on writing, which is like the main basis of rapping, because without words, like what is rapping?
Yeah.
So like I could focus on produce, like if I ever become someone one day, I could focus, if I want to do producing, I could focus on it then and learn then.
Yeah.
And but like really allocate all my time to like getting better at like my writing and like really like honing in on my feelings when I, and like learn how to really like express myself better as I put out more songs.
What's your writing process? Like how do you start to finish write a song?
I usually just go on YouTube, find and like go through like 5 beats and that I'm finding, and just like find the one that I'm really feeling in that moment, and then I'll just listen to it a few times and then just go on my phone and start rapping. Or I'll be like at work or just going through my daily life and just like thinking like about like pressure that I have against me, or just like,
and that'll like the lyrics just come to you, or yeah, do you, or like,
yeah, they come to me, or I just think about them as I'm, or I'll just write a few lines down and then more come after. And yeah.
Dude, so you like writing? Like, do you
I love
putting together lyrics and all that?
Mm-hmm. And but I also like, as I put out more songs, I'm really just finding in tune to what my message is.
Yeah.
Like at first, I feel like it was just like a basic message, or not. I guess it's not basic. I don't know.
So what is your message?
Basically, like, college isn't for everyone. And that I feel like I'm following my truth and with what I'm doing. And other people might not recognize that or respect it.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to keep going and see where this leads to.
Yeah. That's dope. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
Let's see what time we're at.
Yeah.
You know how to see it.
Yeah, it's like it's been like an hour, I guess. No, 30 minutes.
Okay, word.
Do
you want to keep going, or do you want?
I guess we could keep going, and if it dies off, it dies off. I don't know.
Do you want to like? Do you have any questions for me?
So, did you, like, work a lot of side jobs to get the money to start doing this, or...
Like, how did I build the capital to, like, start investing into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I started at JCPenney's when I was, right out of high school. I got a job to help pay for gas money. Mm-hmm. My parents helped me buy a car.
Yeah.
And they paid from... I went to county college for 2 years. They paid for my 2 years at county college, and... So, yeah, like, they helped me. By them helping me, I was able to save up money from working at JCPenney, and then I worked at another job for Tuxedos after that. So I did, like, a lot of odd jobs to help just save. I saved as much as I could, and eventually I bought my laptop, and then I bought my speakers, and then... like a really cheap microphone just to start off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so it's really just a bunch of odd jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I've been working at boat rentals for the past 3 years. So,
3 years? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I guess part of me that got, like, I see being a rapper as an entrepreneur and all that.
Like, it is a business.
My neighbor and I, Trace Berry, we would, like, go out on snow days and, like, snowplow like 5-6 houses and like make money and like do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so like I guess venturing into this wasn't that, I guess it didn't have that much stress in my mind, because I feel like I had some like sort of like entrepreneurial DNA going into this.
So you already you had the money to buy everything you needed.
Yeah, because I was working at like, I no longer work there, but I was working at a farmer's insurance place, just interning there to like just trying a bunch of things to figure out what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And
were
then
you
I
working, were you working, sorry to cut you off, were you working at these places to try and save for something, or were you just...
I was just working to see if I maybe liked insurance and all.
Gotcha.
That, because I was, because at college I was like, I never thought I was gonna drop out and be a rapper. I thought I was gonna drop out, intern at different places, or like want try and be a wannabe rapper. So
yeah,
I figured I would drop out and like really just try a bunch of different things and see what I like. And I was going to school for finance, but then I was like, maybe I want to do insurance or something and change my major. But in college, it's hard to just keep changing your major and all that.
Yeah.
And so I figured I would drop out and just try a bunch of different things and then go back to school for what I was really passionate about if this didn't work out. And then I was like, screw it. I'm just going to start rapping and just see where it leads to.
That's sick.
So.
Do you have any siblings? Like, is it?
Yeah, I have two older brothers and an older sister. So I'm the youngest of four.
How do they feel about the music and everything and what you're doing? You dropping out and
they're like completely against it. I feel like I'm the only one that's really truly like pushing through with what I'm doing. Yeah. So it's kind of like self belief in a sense.
Yeah,
but
that's kind of how it always is.
Yeah, but I enjoy it. Like I enjoy the pressure.
Yeah,
like I used to be like
that keeps you going at the end of the day too.
And I used to be like a lacrosse goalie.
Okay.
So and with Gary V's content, it's kind of like reverse engineering your mind to like go towards the pressure or to like really go get what you want to do. And like when I was a goalie, like my coach and I kind of like reverse engineered my mind to like crave the ball. So right. When my people were coming down the field, like be like amped up that like you're gonna make
you'd
a save or something.
You drop out of jump out of the box and try and like. What do you mean by that?
Or like jump at the ball when it came at you, like be like a little like scary, like
yeah.
Not be scared of it.
I played lacrosse for a couple years too. I understand.
And there's something about like the pressure being the last line of defense that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
So.
And a hard ball being thrown at you.
Yeah.
Right? Who knows how
fast. Yeah, exactly.
You can't be scared.
Yeah, not at all. And I also, like, last summer I had, like, a near-death experience where, like, I almost lost
really?
My legs. And
your
I
legs?
Was, like, yeah.
How?
So, I was just being stupid. I was sitting on, like, we have, like, a center console boat that broke down. And so my dad was out there with our family friends on our larger boat and was... And we were just getting towed back. And I guess the wind direction and all of that, when we were trying to go through like our inlet where like we docked the boat, I guess like I was getting towed behind, and with the way the wind was and all that, like I forgot who was driving. I think it was my dad or my brother. They whoever like they had to make a correction. And I was just being stupid, and I was, like, sitting on the front of the boat.
On the front of it?
Yeah, like, with the tower between my legs and all that. But I didn't think anything would happen. And so, like, ended up going to the side and started T-boning into our larger boat. But even if I wasn't sitting on the front, I would have jumped up to the front to try and push it because we were only going in at, like, 2-3 miles an hour.
But
then
the pressure of the two boats would have... Swooshed your legs, right?
Well, at 5 miles an hour, no, I could have just stopped the crash. But, and then, like, with, like, seconds left, it, like, all of a sudden the wind picked up or something, and I was just going, like, 20 miles an hour into the side of the boat. And with the last second to spare, I quickly, like, spread my legs and, like, slammed up, and, like, the anchor between us, like, bent. Like, the metal got all, like, distorted and all that.
So that would have been
And so
life.
That would have been my legs. And I had to, like, catch my head, or else my head would hit the side of the boat and probably, like, I would have cracked my skull in half. So I felt like that was, like, a huge sign from God that, like, later on in college when I was hating school and hating life just sitting in a classroom, I was, like, I could have died. Like, why am I wasting time here? Like, I only have one life to live.
What did your dad and brother say? Did they see that whole thing go down?
Yeah, and, like, we were, like, almost crying and all that. We were just, like...
God.
I was just stunned. Like, I was like, quiet for, like, a week or two. Like, it was nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And, like, I put out a video talking about it just so, like, people could explain why I, like, dropped out of school. And people were, like, just, like, saying, oh, it's fake, all this type of stuff. Like,
oh,
you're
God.
Just making it up. But, like...
Do you think you would have dropped out if you hadn't experienced that?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or maybe, I don't know, but I guess that was a big factor in my life that really, like, really know, like, feel like it made me really feel how lucky I am to have like a life.
Yeah.
You know?
Made you appreciative of like everything we have.
Exactly.
True.
And just so.
It's a crazy story though.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that.
I know. But that's. But I rap about that in some of my songs you and do? All that. Yeah. And.
Do you have like a way to wrap it up? Like, what's your.
I don't know.
What's your exit?
I guess, I never thought about that. I kind of just go into things to do them and just see what it's like, see where it goes. So
I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thanks for being on the show.
Of course.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Peace.
Deuces.